I think repentance always comes before true life change. And on a level for the church, I think that has to happen literally all across the country. And I think we've seen it in this last year. The coming together with Tony Evans, I can't remember the name of the event, but just seeing that happening across the United States of America, where, and again, it's not just simply saying, hey, our where we disagree doesn't matter. That just pushes us further into study and helps us to find out how we can find even more common ground. But I think those Jesus Christ to begin with, the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, those are some major things that we can build upon and go, you too? And so it's been fun.
Yeah.
I've been on a journey since 1982. I guess that started with Steve till now. And it's never left me. It's just this desire to see who could we be? How could the kingdom truly influence the world if we would just find some common ground and celebrate that?
Yeah.
And he's doing it.
Yes.
It's not that I hope he does. He's doing it.
Yes. And it's as you and I and other believers say yes to it.
Right.
As we agree and we line our hearts and our thinking and our words and open up our hearts to other people that it's happening. Right. And you mentioned that one Lord, one faith. And that was another passage. I'm going to read that right quick. Ephesians 4,
right.
Verse 1. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. And I think part of that walking worthy is unity.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. With all lowliness, which you, to be in unity with somebody, you have to humble, be lowly. Lowliness and gentleness with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
Sure.
That's how you stay in unity. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, right, of the bond of peace. Now, there's the unity of the Spirit, Pastor Jimmy. And there's a unity that God wants us to come to with Him. Right. He said that we may be one as we are one. You know, that's what right. Jesus prayed. So we need to be one with Him, right, and then one with one another. And it's that creates a bond of peace. I never really thought about that before, mm-hmm, that there's a bond of peace. And that word, that particular peace is quietness, calmness, absence of strife, tranquility, harmonious. It's like a symphony sounding together, a beautiful symphony. When we walk in peace, there is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So if we can come together over Christ,
right,
you know, that old song, let's come together right now, mm-hmm, over me. I heard a minister take that and come. He took that old worldly song, let's come together, right, over Jesus. Right. And when we do that, then that creates that bond of peace. But it requires that there is an humbling of ourselves. You know what I have found, and I've been a Christian since I was 10 years old, and that was many decades ago. We won't tell you how many, but there's a lot of decades in there. But, you know, we kind of had a little bit of exclusivity.
Sure.
We had a little bit of, we are better than you.
Sure.
We know more than you. For anybody. I'm a little Pentecostal, right, girl, non-denominational Pentecostal, believe in, you know, speaking in tongues and all of that. I'll just put it out there. But, you know, we kind of thought that if somebody didn't, that we were better than them.
Right.
And some even went as far as think, well, they just weren't really saved. And I never bought into that. But, you know, little girl growing up, I'm observing these things, sure, Pastor Jimmy. And how that we kind of thought we had the corner on the market with God.
See, I'm really upset because I thought we were the exclusive ones. You know? I felt like we had the corner on the market on that.
There's a lot of corners, apparently.
And that's, well, when you, and you hate to say it, but at the same time, almost, I know that God has to birth new things because sometimes the old wineskins aren't going to change.
Yeah.